Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies and ideas and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds. And that means that you can close more deals without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Becky Freemall. Becky Freemall is an Emmy award-winning journalist, fractional chief marketing officer, and best-selling author who brings her strong ability to connect with people through evidence-based stories to the business world. She founded the Market Exec in August 2021 with the goal to help her clients build strong brands and marketing strategies that drive a clear path forward. Becky, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
I think from the marketing and communication perspective, it is allowing us to take care of all of those redundant and repetitive tasks and automate those so that we can turn our sights to spending more time talking to people and connecting with people on a human level.
You're speaking straight to my soul, Becky.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. And so the idea here is let's get the mechanical things out of the way so that we can spend more time being humans. Let's get machines involved to help us be more human.
100%. Yes, exactly. I mean, think about all of the tasks and the time that you waste. I don't want to say waste. It's not wasted. It's important things.
Sometimes it's wasted.
Yes.
It's okay. Well, let's be honest and direct. Yeah. People need to hear the truth. You're wasting most of your day doing something that you don't need to be doing that is not going to move the needle in any situation in your life.
You know, I think it goes to that whole like, oh, hey, it's the way we've always done things syndrome. And it fits with everything and AI no different. Sure, 10 years ago, it wasn't a waste. And that's where I was going. Maybe that's why I kind of hesitated. Like, oh, I guess it's not a waste. It is a waste now. But 10 years ago, it wasn't. But let's stop looking at what we did even, heck, 2 years ago. I mean, and 5 minutes from now, there'll be another AI tool that comes out that will all of a sudden make what I did today a waste of my time. So it's not really the idea to like, okay, let's really knock myself for not knowing or not doing the thing. It's just important to be intentional and be deliberate and making sure you understand what the latest and greatest is out there, because it is so simple. And you guys, I am the most non-techie human being you will meet. I mean, maybe not the most, but I'm pretty darn close. And I love AI. And the reason I love it, if you think about the evolution of technology, it's like, oh, hey, we learned how to do this thing and automate it. But you have to press 52 buttons and stand on your head and then spin on your pinky finger and then make sure you do that 3 times in a row to get it to work. Then it kind of comes down off that horrible bell curve of technology difficulty, and it kind of comes back down. That's where we are finally. Like AI took all the spins and twirling on your pinky finger out, and you hit a button and it does it. And now it's like, okay, these are my people or my AI
bot. Right. And there's a whole nother kind of fractal of AI where, you know, hey, you just got to spin on your pinky and hit these 17 buttons and then everything's automated, right?
Right.
And so there's that. And then there's also ways that you can use AI that doesn't require any technology skills whatsoever. You just got to understand the fundamental idea, which is you put so beautifully at the beginning of this podcast, is AI is, it's just a tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is just a tool. So if you can swing a hammer, if you can learn how to swing a hammer, you can learn how to use AI. And it's no more complicated than that. You just got to understand, here's the problem, and I'm going to use AI. I'm going to whack the problem, and I'm going to make it go away, right? I don't need to know how AI works. I just need to know that it's going to whack that problem, get it out of the way.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I use all sorts of AI tools to like help with editing. Like, you know, this, we could do this interview and this podcast and have this conversation, and we could dump it into one of a million and two different AI tools, and it could spit out like 10 to 12 different like short clips for social media posts. And I do that. But if you ever said, hey, Becky, how does that work on the back end? I'd be like, dude, I don't know. I'm not an engineer. They did their thing and I'm now using it for mine. You know, like,
yeah,
you're right. You don't need to know.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I don't need to know how a circuit board is wired to use my iPhone, because they did a great job of making it really, really simple for me to just, you know, a visual interface. I don't even have to, like, I just look at it and it opens. I don't have to do anything.
Right. You know?
And so if we can make sure that the reason that we're kind of staying on this is a lot of guys that listen to this podcast, they're a little overwhelmed. They're a little intimidated. They're like, I'm curious about AI, but I don't know. It seems kind of scary. I get overwhelmed. I get confused. I'm not techie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And talk to me just real quickly as a self-described non-techie.
Mm-hmm.
How did you overcome that initial kind of concern or hesitation about really not knowing how it works to just get in there and be able to start using AI?
You know, because before AI, when things were, I thought, a lot clunkier, and still are, there's plenty of things that are still clunky. Don't get me wrong. Heck, I don't even know how to use our stupid TV in the living room. I'm not kidding you. Again, there's three different remotes and you got to press all these. I'm like, oh, I just don't have the time. And that's why I'm not techie. I love your t-shirt. It says patience, zero. I have zero patience. I'm all, you know, you're out of patience. So that t-shirt is for me when it comes to technology. I just want something to work. And I love people because I can reason with people, but I can't reason with my laptop when it's not working. And I just am like, oh, it's so frustrating. But prior to AI, there was this technology that I, Becky Freemull, thought was clunky and would get aggravated with and would be all out of juice on my patient's battery 110%. And I was like, well, I have to figure it out. I have to figure out the thing because I got to get the job done, and technology is just a part of life. And so, and in a good way, I love it. It's just when it doesn't work, I don't love it, which, you know what, by the way, people listening, unplug it, plug it back in. That works every time.
Take it out, blow on it. That was the trick. Okay. That was the trick for the Super Nintendo back in the day. In your cartridge, when your game wouldn't play, you take it out.
Yeah, you're right.
You blow on it, stick it back in. Everybody over 40 knows that trick.
Yes. Now, I always say just unplug it and plug it back in. That just makes me look that much fancier. I have an extra step. But yeah, I mean, so going through all that technology and living through it, I mean, just to show my age, I used to work in broadcast news, and the way we did the thing is we had a pager. And if there was a change in the story and, hey, Becky, you got to redirect to another story, they paged me. I had to go find a cell phone. I had to pop my quarter in it, call and say, hey, did you page me? What do you need? To now where we are. So I've lived through all of it. I was working in news when Katie Kirk made the comment, what is this thing called the internet? And they had a whole conversation about it. It's one of my favorite clips of all time. And I'm sure she wishes it would go away. but that's where I come from, you know? So, I mean, I went through all these ebbs and flows. And so for me, when AI showed up, I was like, hot diggity dog, people. We finally got something that's simple. Like, somebody finally took the 52 click spins and pinky finger movements and put it together and made it so much easier. So really for me, by the time AI came, it was just like, the clouds, the sky's open. And I'm like, finally.
Awesome. So Becky, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing now and how people can connect with you.
Yeah, so I'm a fractional chief marketing officer, and to stay up to stuff in marketing and to make sure you're always doing the best and doing right by your clients, you have to stay up with technology. And I have over my shoulder behind me my book. I just launched it this summer called Brand Voice, People Plus Data Drive Results. And in there, I share all the time, and AI is such a big part of this. When you want to move your bottom line, you want to drive revenue, you want to drive growth, and you can drive growth in a million and two different ways, but revenue, if that's the area you're going, yes, you need that bottom line, as people call the numbers, to move, but the numbers don't move by themselves. They move because you impressed yourself upon, drew the trust with the people who make the decisions, who then move those numbers. So, you know, you always hear people say, oh, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. At the end of the day, people do business with people, period. So when you're using that technology and you're using that AI to help expedite that redundant and repetitive process, you can then open up your time, open up your calendar to talk to people, to grow your relationships and start to build that lead generation. So that's where I'm at right now as a fractional chief marketing officer. I help a multitude of different companies. I love it. I used to be a broadcast journalist. I love doing different things every day. So, you know, I have a cybersecurity and tech company. I have an ed tech company. I did have a home construction. They just wrapped up. I have someone in the executive protection industry, which is so badass, by the way. It's a bunch of people who used to be like in the military and Secret Service, and now they're taking those skills and helping the private sector. Love it. So it's fun. I love what I do. I get to do something different constantly. So yeah, so that's where I'm at.
Cool. And where can we go to connect with you and learn more?
Sure. Just go to my website, BeckyFremall.com, and that'll link you to that site. I do speaking engagements. I workshop for people. So I travel around the country doing that. And then it also links over to my company, themarketexec.com, where, you know, if you want me to help really dive into your business and really help you get that growth you're looking for. So BeckyFremall.com will get you to all the places.
Excellent. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Becky Fremall, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting her website, BeckyFremall.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.